Hey, pussy, are you still there?
I actually admire that you can actually be this fake. And like when the TV comes on, how you can just change. You're the scum of the earth.
You don't doubt me, so I couldn't do it. The old said I couldn't do it. Look at me now.
Fellas,
what it do, what it do?
What is going on? We are back with the possibly the biggest episode of Over the Octagon to date. It's a very special one, and you'll find out real soon. I'm your host, Joel, along with Evan and Nick. And today we get to talk about possibly the biggest UFC fight card of all time, UFC 300, boys. We're here. So if you're listening in, if you're tuning in right now, you're probably tuning in to one of the parts of the videos, part one or part two. But make sure you like, subscribe to each of our channels, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all of our social medias. If you listen to the audio versions, make sure you subscribe to the Spotify's and the Amazon Musics and the Apple Musics of the world. But yeah, fellas, it's here. We're 6 days away from UFC 300. And there's literally not a dead fight on this card. Bound to be electric. I mean, do you guys disagree when people say this is the biggest fight card of all time?
No, I think it's easily the biggest fight of all, biggest card of all time.
When you even look into like what is compared to this as well, I can't even remember one that's even close as this. This is hands down the best fucking fight
card. I mean, is it wild to say that 299 was
no
top three?
I was thinking the ones that were actually close to this are the ones that happened last year because they've gotten only better and better.
I mean, 299 was stacked. I think when we talked about 299, from top to bottom, every single fight had a ranked fighter on it. So, I mean, that in itself is already big. And now we get UFC 300, which it's weird you can't say that because obviously you have Bo Nickel and Cody Brundage on the card. But then again, you have from the very first fight on the card all the way to the main event, every single fight on this card has implements to get you, to get somewhere and get to the top 10, top five championship fights, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, fellas, let's jump right into it. It's a big card, going to be a lot to talk about. I don't want to waste any time. Let's get right into it, and we'll go right from the bottom, boys.
Yeah.
Kick off our night, we have two legends. I mean, we're going to start with Davison Figueiredo, who is now coming up a weight class into the bantamweight division, and then a legend in himself, Cody Garbrandt, who has made his return recently into the back into the UFC from injuries and things like that, and he's been on a killing spree. Boys, this fight in itself is going to be electric. I'll let one of you guys talk about this one, and then we can kind of go from there.
Get it murky.
Yeah, Davison Figueiredo, Cody Garbrandt. I mean, this is Figueiredo's second fight in the bantamweight division.
Bantam slantam.
Anybody that is a frequent listener of Over the Octagon knows how Nick says bantamweight and bantamweight. So, bantamweight, yeah. Davison Figueiredo's second fight in the bantamweight division goes against Cody Garbrandt. Davison Figueiredo is ranked number 8th in the division already. Two former champions. This is the first fight of the night. It's on the early prelims. I mean, it starts with this. I mean,
two former champions. That you two, just said that. That's wild.
Two former champions. I've said it a ton, but this stat continues to shock me. UFC 300 accounts for 10.8% of all UFC champions ever in the history. So, just absolutely insane. And this is how we started off. Cody Garbrandt's on his way, kind of, you know, on a win streak, coming back up. But this is tough, man. And Davison's going, you know, trying to make a name for himself in the bantamweight. It's so hard to call. It's going to be just
we talked about Davison Figueiredo too, making that jump up to the bantamweight division, and he's two wins away from being a champion. You know, he was already a champion. Now he's in a new weight division, and you know, he's got the recognition to go and make that push. But with a guy like Garbrandt, who is already also a champion and also a killer in himself, big win like this gets him right into the top 10, gets him right up in the mix with everybody else. So
I want to see it, man. I want to see it bad. I was a Cody
Garbrandt
fan.
Win?
Yeah, I became a fan of him after his reign. You know what I'm saying? And just like, it honestly took, I always thought he's a little bit too cocky for my taste, but it almost took me to watch him like decline, then make a comeback to like him more. And I think this is super impressive what he's doing, man. I just hope that chin is still available. Like, God damn, that's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, Figgy's so used to fighting in that flyweight division, it may be perfect for Garbrandt. And
I don't know if Figgy has the same power that Garbrandt's used to, right? I mean, Garbrandt's been fighting some heavy hitters in the bantamweight division for a long, long time.
Yeah. One being a guy we just had on the podcast.
Right, you know? In Rafael Sunsal.
Rafael Sunsal.
Yeah, that's the wild stat right there.
Right, so, I mean, but just to have this starting off tonight, man, this is going to be fireworks. This is not going to be a boring fight. This fight's going to be super exciting. I think it's going to kick us off perfectly. It's going to be exactly what we need it to be to kind of stage the rest of the night and what everything's going to look like.
Absolutely. I think we do go around the room too once we get done talking about every fight and just basically give our pick for every single fight. I think that'd be great. Yeah. So, Nasty, you were about to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I was asking myself this. I was like, man, would I get mad if this fight was on the main event? I was like, no, I wouldn't get mad at all. And that's crazy. It's the first fight of the early prelims.
No, there's not one fight on this card fucking that I would nuts. Be mad if it was on the main event or the any of the fights.
There's one. There's one. Yeah, what? Jessica Andrade was on
it. Yeah, that's true. If Andrade and Marina Rodriguez was on the main card, that'd be a little ridiculous. Yeah.
That's true, though.
Fair enough. All right, boys. Well, then let's go around. I'll go ahead and make my pick first. I am going to pick. I'm going to pick Davison Figueiredo.
Whoa!
To win my decision. I think he's going to outlast Garbrandt on the ground, and that's where I think he's going to win this fight from. Because I don't think he wants to stand and bang with Garbrandt. I think he's smart enough to know that. So I think that's how he edges out the win. And he is a big favorite, by the way, so I'm not picking him because of that. But I think that's how his key to victory is going to be on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. But fuck it. I'm going no love, baby.
No way.
Yeah, let's get it. Fuck him. You know what I mean? Who cares?
Honestly, I'm riding with you right there, Amirky. I have to.
I'm already getting down 2v1, boy.
On paper, I mean... Yes, I would have Cody losing, but like, dude, it's no love's time.
It's no love's time.
Yeah, it is.
Don't
man.
Call
I'm riding
it a
that.
Comeback.
Yep. Oh, I hope all he comes right. out to that.
That'd be crazy.
Oh my God.
All right, so we got two for Cody and one for Figgy. Love it. Now let's get into the next one, boys. We got two veterans of the game. Yeah. One extreme veteran.
Yep.
Crazy stat, Jim Miller. Is still around, still kicking, boys. We've seen him on 100, we've seen him on 200, and now we get the fucking trifecta. We get him on UFC 300, and he's coming. He's going to be fighting against Bobby Green, who has power in them hands.
Yeah,
but he's on a kind of a little skid, man. He's kind of got beaten up here recently. So it's a big chance for Jim Miller to kind of go out on his shield and you know kind of represent his legacy, and then it's a big chance for Bobby Green to really just get back into the mix. Go ahead, Nasty. We'll let you talk about this one a little bit.
It's a good fucking fight, guys. It's a hard one to call. I've gone back on who I would pick on this numerous times. I mean, this could go either way. We've seen Jim Miller the last couple of fights. He has been in outstanding shape. Dude, he has been in great. He has no signs of slowing down. He almost looks better now. It's fucking weird. Yeah. That last fight he had, it was incredible.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And Bobby Green is hard to call because, you know, he beat a Tony Ferguson who's, we don't even know who that is right now. He just lost to Jalen Turner. I mean, it's wild, man. If it could go either way. But,
Jim Miller's on a two fight win streak right now.
Correct. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Miller also, for people who kind of are unaware, obviously, Dirty said he's been on UFC 100, 200, and now he'll be in UFC 300. He's also the current record holder for most wins in the UFC ever. So, I mean, just an absolute vet of the game. I like Bobby Green in this, I think, but yeah, I just, it's such a cool moment for Jim Miller. It's just an unbelievable career in mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
So you're going with Bobby Green.
I'm going with Bobby Knuckles. Yep.
Yeah.
Bobby Knuckles. Okay. Yeah. Nasty.
Man, I'm going with Jim Miller.
And see, now we get to fucking beat up Murky because it's fucking Jim Miller time, baby.
Yeah, I got
it's
second
Miller
round.
Time.
It's Miller time, second round TKO. What's up?
Yeah.
Also, Jim fucking crazy Miller. Stat. With this fight right here.
You're cutting out. Can't hear anything you're saying.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right. So, crazy stat. This fight right here will be a combined 103 total fights between these guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my career. God.
103.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
A lot of veteran, a lot of vet experience between
Bobby
these
Green,
two.
It's got, you know, 31 wins. Jim Miller has 37 wins. So, this is big. I mean, you don't really ever see two combined opponents with over 100 fights professionally fighting against each other at this, you know, at this level of competition. So,
yeah, these guys have been in mixed martial arts longer than anybody.
Yeah, Bobby Green was a Strikeforce problem, man. He was a beast over there.
So, but Jim Miller, he's got that UFC vet blood in him. So he's been around, but Bobby Green's he's a gangster, man.
I got a good way to introduce this next fight.
Sure.
So obviously the early prelims start with Davison Figueiredo, Cody Garbrandt, and then you get Bobby Green, Jim Miller. Then by that time, you're probably going to have to have a bathroom break, maybe get a snack, cook dinner, check on your kids, give your wife some attention, anything. This would be the timeout. So when you want to take a timeout and go handle your business, this would be the time to do it. Your third fight of the night, women's strawweight division. Jessica Andrade versus Marina Rodriguez. Nobody's making women's MMA great again in this matchup.
Hey man, we got to give Jessica Andrade a little love here, dude. She's her weight classes have been all fucked up. She's coming off of a big win. I mean, let's give her a break here. All right.
The only reason the UFC put this fight in there is to make sure that people pace themselves and are able to like watch every fight that actually matters. They put this fight on UFC 300 specifically to allow everybody to piss out the 10 Millers that they just drank, the first two fights.
Yeah, it definitely should have started the night off.
I can't pace myself next Saturday. It's not going to happen.
Nah, no shot.
It's going to be sick.
I mean, from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m., I'm locked. I'm locked in, boys.
Yeah, I think I won't drink till like the early. Never mind. I'm just gonna stop.
Don't make
right
any.
There.
Don't. I was gonna say, don't make any promises you can't keep.
Yeah, it's going down. I'm gonna pregame for this.
but all jokes aside, it is. Yep. It does have a lot of implications into the strawweight division.
It's top
Andrade
five
coming off a win. Marina Rodriguez coming off a big win. So both of these ladies, either one of them wins, they're getting a top three fight next. And then obviously that strawweight division is, as we're gonna see later in the night. We're seeing the title fight for that. So, definitely something to keep an eye out on. I know a lot of people aren't into women's MMA, but, over the octagon, we're here to make it great again. So
just not this one. Yeah.
These
odds are even, dead even.
Dead even, yep.
But, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Andrade, but she has some crazy power for the women's strawweight division. Yep. But I think that's I think that's the only thing that she has a chance in this fight is she's going to catch Marina with something big.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're going to have to see. We talk about managing distance a lot on this podcast and in fighting as a whole in general. Marina Rodriguez is the bigger fighter as far as length and reach. And if she's able to, kind of manage that really well, I think it's going to be very, very difficult for Andrade to land one of those power shots. But again,
Andrade
she's one of those
beat up Mackenzie Dern, who had a bigger advantage than she did for sure. So
yeah,
I'm mad about that one. That's shorty. That's shorty number one right there.
Yeah, we love Mackenzie Dern.
How you Dern? Hela, how you Dern?
So I guess I'll go with my pick. I'm going to pick Andrade. And I don't even know how the outcome's going to be, but I'm just going to pick Andrade.
I think if Andrade wins, it's going to be Andrade by TKO.
I could see it.
But I think Marina Rodriguez by decision is my pick.
Yeah, oh man,
confident.
I got Marina by sub.
Submission.
Okay. Yep. And we got it for no reason here. Why. For no reason why. I just felt weird.
It'd be hard sometimes to get that bulldog like in the choke there, bud.
I don't know. She'd be willingly down to go down. Did I get a try?
Jessica Andrade. Jessica the man Andrade got more shoulders than neck. So
put me in a triangle.
So we'll go into the next fight, and let's just remind these folks, guys. We're still on the early
prelims. Yeah,
we're not even at the prelims yet. We're still in the early prelims, and to top off our early prelims, we get one fan favorite of the podcast, Jalen the Tarantula Turner, versus another fan favorite of the podcast, Renato Moicano.
Absolutely.
Great fight for Jalen, in my opinion, because Moicano's coming off a big win. He's just making his way back in. Turner's obviously coming off of that huge knockout win over Bobby Green. So this it's kind of like a lose-lose for Jalen if he loses, but it's a great win for Moicano if he wins. And then if Jalen does win, boom, let's give him something good. Let's keep him in the mix. He's got to fight, you know, two or three times this year to make his way back into that top five, you know, area. So I like the fight in itself. You got a guy who's a great striker who can control his distance very well, power in his punches, versus a guy who can get on the ground, submit you, do what he needs to do. It's definitely a nightmare stylistically for both guys. So I mean, I don't know if you guys got anything else to say about this one. I already know where I'm going, but
I think I'm on the same train as you probably. But I do, I mean, I think, you know, Jalen Turner likes to win by knockout TKO. Renato Moicano has never won a fight that way. So I feel like it's going to be, you know, it's a good stylistic matchup, right? Like who ends up in kind of forcing their will upon the other person the most. And so, you know, if Jalen's able to keep it standing and they stand and bang, I think that favors Jalen Turner for sure. And I think he wins that striking battle pretty easily.
I agree.
But you know, the grappling is kind of the X factor. Like that's the X factor for me. Yeah. Jalen's got length on him. He's got size on him that helps the striking. Moicano, you know, Moicano's tough though, man. He's no slouch. He's super tough. Again, styles make fights, matchups make fights. This one for sure is for the fans. Super entertaining. Two top 15 lightweights, you know, number 10 and number 13. But yeah, I'm going Jalen Turner for sure. I don't know if he gets it done KO TKO, just based off what I saw from Moicano his last time out. Super tough. Got a big chin on him. But yeah, I like Jalen Turner in this for sure.
I agree.
Okay. I think we're giving our first 3 out of 3 votes for someone right now for this fight card. We get 3 out of 3 for Jalen Turner, man. I'm doing the same thing. He's had a lot of fucking highlights on him. Like he's been earning the spotlight a lot. You know, he's becoming a bigger name, especially with what he did over Bobby Green. That was awesome. Coming off of 2 losses before that. He's been in the gym, bro. He's been knowing this is his time. He's been working on his jiu-jitsu. So I think it's going to be not a big thing for him to not avoid these takedowns, you know? So I got him by TKO all day. All day.
Yeah, you got Jalen Turner by TKO. You think he gets it done inside the distance?
Yes, man. He's on it, bro. He looked fucking scary against Bobby Green.
Yeah, and yo, Jalen, Tarantula, listen, man. If you're hearing this, you're seeing this.
Come on, baby.
Look at us, boy. Answer that DM. Come on the show.
Yes, man. We're trying to hook you up, dude. We're going to get a skateboard made for you with the Over the Octagon logo on it so you can, you know, skate some shit our logo.
We want to see that logo get tray flipped, baby. Let's get it.
Yeah, man. We all about it, man. We love your fights, dude. We're big fans. We would love to have you on the show. But yes, I am going to go Jalen Turner by finish. So I think a 3-3 dab for that is in the books, and I want nothing more than to see Jalen Turner, Dan Hooker one more time, because that was one of the fights of the year in my opinion last year. I want to see that shit again. I want to see blood and war, and I want to see Jalen get that get that dub back. So
yeah, he wants it back too. So you know that's got to be on his mind.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
So, but yeah, so that's the early prelims, fellas. I think we're going to cut it right here. We're going to get to a part two for the prelims. So if you're tuning in right now, we're going to wrap up this early prelim. Make sure you go to the next video where we're going to talk about the prelims. And then once you watch that one, make sure you go and watch the main event card, because we're going to talk about the main card.
Breaking it all down.
Keep this thing cooking. So signing off for this one. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Don't forget, like, subscribe to all the shit, and we'll catch you on the next video.